We didn't start the game, they didn't make any tackles, and they overran us early on, and a good few good saves from Buzz kept us in it. And everyone won by it. It took us about 15 minutes to find our feet, which it's not like us, especially at home. In the first half we started the game as well, but then we came more in it, and then obviously lost a goal, bad goal from our point of view, good goal from their point of view, but then Robert got us back in it with his header from the corner, and then we did put a bit of pressure on them after that. But we always know they're going to be a threat, the pace they've got and the strikers they've got caused problems for any defence this season, and we know we rode our luck at times, but we caused their goalie problems second half, and we kept going right till the very end and just hoping something would drop in the box, but we managed to scramble it clear, and Anthony Jackson was unlucky late on with a shot keeper, made a good save from him.
The Beacon players were complaining about the Firmino's second goal. Did you see anything?
His foot was high, Pab's obviously got a stud marks on the side of his face, you know what I mean? I know he's 6'4", but I thought his foot was high, but referee gave some strange decisions. I think the one he books James Dale for when he's covered every blade of grass on the pitch and he gets a clear foot on the ball and he gives a yellow card is unbelievable decision. But we get them, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to move on to the next game.
Jimmy. Yep. Thank you.